This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Community Foundation of Chippewa County has announced the recipients of over $140,000 in funding through the Healthy Chippewa County Grant Program. According to a press release, five organizations in the county focused on improving health and wellness in the community will receive a portion of that funding. Curdy Cares will receive the largest portion of around $35,500 to provide medical transportation for homebound residents and those who live in more rural areas with limited transportation options. The second largest award of $35,000 will go to the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative to purchase equipment for its recently opened wound care center at the former St. Joseph's Hospital site. The Chippewa County Aging and Disability Resource Center, Rogers Memorial Hospital, and Aspirus Health will also receive grant funding to support their operations and purchase needed equipment. The grant funding comes from an endowment fund established with the assets transferred from the former HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital Foundation following the closures in 2024. Congressman Derek Van Orden and administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Dr. Mehmet Oz, were in the Chippewa Valley last week. According to a WQOW report, the two sought to highlight the Rural Health Transformation Program created by the One Big Beautiful Bill last year during visits to Marshfield Medical Center and Chippewa Valley Technical College's Health Education Center in Eau Claire. Dr. Oz's visit marked the latest in a string of high-profile Republican visits to the competitive 3rd Congressional District as the November midterm election draws near. The Chippewa County Department of Human Services is inviting residents to a public hearing on its proposed 2027 budget this week. According to a press release, the public hearing will be held at 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday in the Chippewa County Courthouse on North Bridge Street in Chippewa Falls. Community members can share their thoughts on current human services programs, as well as their ideas for services that are needed but aren't currently available. Residents who can't attend the public hearing in person can also submit written public comments to department officials. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A popular national park in the UP is closing campgrounds after a wolf got a little too close for campers' comfort. Isle Royale park officials say over the past week, a wolf's been seen sniffing and pawing at tents, dragging backpacks away from tents, even going inside one tent. According to a news release, the wolf has become increasingly bold and shows signs of growing reliant on human food. Authorities say they'll increase their wolf deterrent efforts, which include air horns, paintball guns, and installing an alarm to alert visitors when a wolf comes around. The goal is to reopen by August 1st, but the closure may continue along with additional deterrent efforts if necessary. State authorities want to know what you think about Wisconsin state parks. Here's Civic Media's James Kelly.
The Department of Natural Resources is still seeking public input on an update to the Wisconsin State Park System's strategic plan. According to a press release, the updated plan seeks to summarize the conditions of Wisconsin's state parks, identify any potential issues and opportunities to address, and serve as a strategic management guideline for a 10-year period. Residents interested in providing their feedback can learn more about the current strategic plan on the DNR's website and complete an online survey. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Public comments will be accepted until August 4th. The Wisconsin Department of Trade and Consumer Protection has issued a public health alert for a bratwurst that's been mislabeled and could contain undeclared allergens. The brats are the Reuben-flavored bratwurst produced by Racco Family Sausage, located just outside Madison. Health officials say the brats contain soy and egg, which is not declared on the label. They want to make sure anyone who's allergic to soy or egg knows not to eat these brats. A statement on the company's Facebook page says the mistake happened on 9 pounds of brats. They were sold frozen at the Racco Family Sausages location in Judah. Three people went missing over the weekend when their pontoon boat capsized on Lake Pepin along the Wisconsin-Minnesota border. Wabasha County deputies say they got a call around 10:45 Saturday night that people in the lake were screaming for help. First responders found three people in the lake holding on to an overturned pontoon boat. They told responders three others had been on the boat but couldn't be found. More than a dozen law enforcement agencies searched through the night with boats, drones, and helicopters. As of 10:30 Sunday morning, the people had still not been found. WCCO-TV News is reporting that the search operation has now turned to a recovery effort. Authorities say the pontoon boat flipped over after crashing with another boat in the dark. An invasive plant species never before found in Wisconsin has now been confirmed in the state. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer tells us why the discovery could pose a threat to our native species.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says pale swallowwort was recently discovered along the Oconto and Shawano County line. The DNR says the discovery makes early detection especially important to prevent the vine from becoming established and spreading to other parts of the state. The vine grows over native vegetation, crowding out plants in forests and grasslands. It can also harm monarch butterflies, which mistake it for native milkweed. Due to those impacts, pale swallowwort is classified as a prohibited invasive species in Wisconsin. More information on identifying and reporting pale swallowwort is available through the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Anyone who believes they've found pale swallowwort is encouraged to report it to the DNR with photos and the location of the plant. We've got another heat wave to start out our work week. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory or extreme heat warning for the top two-thirds of our state. Details coming up in the forecast. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
It's the Home Run Derby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball's best hitters to compete in the Home Run Derby tonight at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. But for the first time in 32 years, it won't be on ESPN. Instead, the Derby's on Netflix. Coverage beginning tonight at 7 p.m. Now, yesterday, the Brewers lost to the Pirates 14-5. One of the worst performances by the crew this season. Pittsburgh scored 10 runs in the fourth inning. Starter Robert Gasser tagged with the loss, giving up 7 earned runs. That completed a three-game sweep of the Brewers over the weekend. Manager Pat Murphy.
Guys are trying their hearts out. And guys, not everybody's on all cylinders right now, but we're going to set a record for wins in the first half in the franchise. And we haven't had too many of these back-to-back losses all year.
Now the Brewers have off until Friday night when they host the Florida Marlins. NFL, Packers linebacker Isaiah McDuffie has signed a one-year contract extension that keeps him in Green Bay through next year, worth $4.8 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a hot, humid one today, mostly sunny with a high right around 95. That heat index today in the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot again with a high in the mid 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.